Beginning tonight, Shirin Siman Reis Samvel Gimbal, we are up to Siv Vav, which is the last word on page 72. The Mechaber says in Siv Vav, Bachurim hahochim lilmod chutz lebeisam. Bachurim who go to learn outside of their houses, tzrichim lahadlik ner Shabbos b'chedrom ulevarach Allah. They have to light ner Shabbos in their rooms and make a bracha on it. Aval mishu etzel ishto, but one who is near his wife, ein sarach lahadlik b'chedro, he does not have to light in his room, ulevarach Allah, and make a bracha lefi she'ishto mevarachas b'shvilo, because his wife already made the bracha for him. So the Mechaber over here is saying, he calls them bachrim, but as we'll see in a moment in the Mishchabura and the Bir Halacha, the mashmos of the Mechaber is that these bachrim are really married. Because it says two things. Bachrim that go to learn outside their houses need to light their Shabbos in their rooms and make a bracha. But Mishu Eitzel Ishto, but if he's by his wife, so it's mashma that bachrim are people that have wives. So if he's by his wife, then he doesn't have to light in his room and make a bracha because his wife made the bracha for him. That is the Mechaber in Sivvav. And I'm going to read the Mechaber in Siv Zayin, and then we're going to go to the see the Bir Halacha. Oreach in Siv Zayin, the Mechaber says Oreach a guest she'ein lo cheder miyuchad. He does not have his own room. V'gam ein madlikin olav bebeiso, and they're also not lighting for him in the house. Tzarech lehishtatef bepruta. He has to contribute a pruta towards the hadlaka. So let's see exactly what's going on over here. Let's begin with the Bir Halacha on page 72, the Vermaskel Bachrim. I am the Mishabura, which you just spoke out, that the Mishabur explains that Bachram over here is married men. Kain kosev ha'olo Shabbos, v'tosev ha'Shabbos, v'prima gadam ha'chai odom ha'shar ha'chronim, v'derach ha'chaim mashma shu mefarish bachurim mamish. The derach ha'chaim is mashma that it means Bachram who are not married, aval lo mi she'esh lo isha, not someone who is married. V'ha'emesim kol ha'poskim hanal. The truth is, like all the poskim, echor ki kain diyek loshen ha'shulchan aruch la'ma'ayim bo, that's what the mashma that we just pointed out in the Mechaber, that Bachram over here are married. The dafkim who eats al ishto nita bibrachasa, the dafkim is by his wife, that's when he's part of the bracha. Va'od ki makara din azahu mimordechai b'shema maram, v'din zahuva b'tashbeitz katon, gamkin b'shema maram, v'sham mavur behedik echol ha'poskim anal. So it's clear from all the poskim that bachrim in sevav is referring to married men. But now we're going to pick up in the ikar part of the Bir Halacha, which will clarify these two sifim before we even see the Mishabura, and that is on the third to last line in the Bir Halacha on page 72. Va'ato nazbir tam sif zev v'sif ha'samuchlo. Now I'm going to explain the reason for this sif and the sif afterwards. Sif vav and sif zayin. V'hu, and that is, the k'shiyesh l'ish kama chadorim. If a man has many rooms, tzorach lahadik b'chol ha'chadorim mishum shalom bayis. He has to light in all the rooms, so he shouldn't be tripping over things. That means because of shalom bayis. Al-kein, therefore, im, skip two pages, im, who bebeiso, we continue on page 74 in the Bir Halacha. Therefore, if he is in his house, Eitzel Ishto, next to his wife, v'him mevarechas b'makom echad, and she's making the bracha in one place, havi ki'ilu hu hayoha mevarech, it's like he made the bracha, u'memela nifteru kol ha'chadorim shu madlik b'habracha. So his wife makes a bracha on hadlakas neiros in the house in one room, so that patters up from a bracha all the lights that will be lit in the other rooms as well. Ukamolo inyan b'digas chametz, the same way we hold by b'digas chametz, the mevarach b'makom echad, v'al smach zehu bodei kol ha'chadorim. You make a bracha in one room, and with that bracha you check all the rooms. Here also you make a bracha with hadlakas neiros in one room where you're going to eat, and that bracha covers all the various rooms. That's if you are home with your wife for Shabbos. Masha'en keinim hu einenu b'beiso, if he's not home, v'yesh lo cheder miyuchad l'atzmo, he's the guest somewhere and they give him his own room, how could he be yotzei and patter up with the bracha that his wife made at home? The aftu eino ochel sham, even if he's not eating in this room that he's staying in, al koponim mishum shalom bayis chayev lahadik levarich. Because of shalom bayis that he shouldn't trip over things, he has to light and he has to make a bracha. Which is not the case in Siv Zayin, the ein lo cheder miyuchad, he doesn't have his own room. Im kein asvara. The Mishum Shalom Bayis ain't Shayach Sham. He's in the same room as the Baal Bayis who's lighting there anyway, so it's not going to be dark, so there's no problem of Shalom Bayis. Shari Belav Hochi Yesham Ora. Anyway, there's light there that the Baal Bayis is lighting. V'lo Nishu Alav Ki'im Bameshi Yesh Mitzvah Al Kol Ish Yisrael Lahadlokas Ner Shabbos. The only Chiyav left for him is the Chiyav on the Guf to light candles on Shabbos. V'zei Yotzei B'mashi Ishlo Madlaka Sham B'beiso, and that is Yotzei with his wife's Hadlaka in his house. Al kein ein tzarach l'shtatef oz bepriti. And therefore, he does not have to contribute. Basically, there are two aspects, hadlakas neros. This will clarify the two sifim. One is there's a chiyav on each person to do a hadlaka. There's a mitzvah on the guf. And there's also a mitzvah on the house that there should be light, that you shouldn't stumble. There shouldn't be a problem with shalom bayis. And therefore, if you are home with your wife, so you are yotze with her hadlaka, her ikar hadlaka. And even if you're away, you're yotze with your wife's ikar hadlaka, the chiyav on the guf. You're yotze with your wife, so you just need practically to be able to see in your room. And therefore, you'd have to light and make a bracha in your room. But that's only if it's a room that's meyuchah to you. But if it's a room that you're sharing with the Baal Bayis, and he's lighting there anyway, so the chiyav on the guf, you're yotze with your wife's hadlaka. The chiyav of shalom bayis is taken care of by that guy, so therefore you have no reason to light. And we'll see that all as we go through in the sif. But before we read the sif in the Mishnah Berurah, let's go to note 59. Note 59 is going a little further away from where we are. It's the page after 74, all the way at the bottom, note 59. So what the Biri Halacha is discussing over here is if his wife is home and he's away, so he can rely on the chiyuv of the guf that his wife lit for him, and only if he has his own room and he needs light so he doesn't stumble, then he makes a bracha because of shalom bayis. In note 59 he writes, V'im gam ha'isha ainu b'beisa. But if the wife is also not at home, they go to two different places, they're both away, Mishum sha'af hi holcha lishvas makam acher. She also went somewhere else. Rav Yosef says, she'ein ha'bal yotzei yidei chavaso b'hadlokasa. Then the Baal is not yotzei his chiyuv hadlaka with her, kevan shegam hi lo b'bayis, since she's also not in the house. V'chayav me'adin lahadik ner b'mokam shenimtza sham. And there he's absolutely required to make a bracha wherever he is. V'chein da'as ha'gun of this in Kerelis, in isha she'shoveses, Shalom Besa, she's not at home. She'im gam baila ein ababayis, ein hi yotzeis b'hadlokaso. So the only way the husband can be yotzei with the wife's hadlaka is if she is home. But if they're both away, then he's not yotzei with her hadlaka, he has to light on his own as well. The next point that note 59 discusses is interesting shaila. If the husband and wife, one of them is home, but the other one is away in a different time zone. Let's say one's in Eretz Yisrael, the time zone is very far off, so there's a big machloka. So misha nimtza be'eretz rechoka. V'isho madlika neros bebeisam b'shosh etzlo adayin lo giyah zman hadlokas neros. He's in a place where it's not zman hadlokah yet, but his wife is lighting somewhere else when it's zman hadlokah. V'ein lo cheder b'fnei atzmo b'mokom bohu misareach. And he doesn't have his own private room, so he has no reason to light midin shalom bayis. He only has a din of the chiyav on the guf, which he can be yotzei with his wife, but his wife is lighting at a different time. Rav Yosef says, she'ein hu yotzei yidei chova b'hadlokas isho. It's not good. He's not yotzei with his wife's hadlokah, mipnei she'ein ha-mitzah mutelas ala b'shazo. He's not chayav hadlokah, then it's too early for him. It's before a plag. He's not yotzei. V'chein kasav d'or l'tzion l'gabei bachrim ha-nimtzoim b'medina acheres. Bachrim that are learning in a different country. She'ein ham yotzei yidei chovasam b'hadlokas ha-ner she'bebeis horeyem. Bachrim is learning in Eretz Yisrael. He's not yotzei hadlokas neros with his mother's lighting back in America. The time zone does not make that work. Me'idoch, on the other hand, of this Akrelitz argues, and he says, Shabal yotzei yidei chavaso b'hadlokas ishto af b'ofen zeh. A husband can be yotzei with his wife's hadlaka, even in a different time zone. Kevan she'ikra adin hu she'yeh l'kol echa ner shal shabbos b'mokom she'elav hu mishtayach. The chiyav is that you have to have a hadlaka in the place that is shayach to you. V'af l'adam zeh yesh ner she'ishto hedlika avuro b'beso. Even though you're away and it's a different time zone, l'maisa, in your place that's shayach to you, you have hadlaka, and therefore it will be okay. So that's the machlokas. But let's now begin the sif. Turning back all the way to page 72. We're starting the Mishnah Berurah now on sif vav. So again, the Mechaber said in sif vav that bachrim, and we just explained, and we'll see again in the Mishnah Berurah, it's talking about married men that go away to learn outside of their houses. They need to light their Shabbos in the room they are staying and to make a bracha on it. So the Mishnah Berurah says in chav ches, hainu, she'yesh lehem noshim. These people have wives. Ela shaholchin chutz lebeisam. Just they're going away from their homes. V'af she'ishto madleges bebeiso. Even though his wife is lighting at home, eino nifter bebirchas ishto. He's not yotzei with his wife's hadlaka. Kevan she'yesh lo cheder miyuchar b'mokom she misareach sham. Since he has his own private room where he is staying now. So even though his chiyav on the guf, he was yotzei with his wife. But lemaisa, for shalom bayis, to be able to see that he doesn't trip, he needs to light on his own. So therefore, he has to light on his own. V'kol shekeinim eino nasid muchiv l'hadlak. Certainly, if he's not married, and he's away, and he has his own room, certainly he has a chiyav hadlaka. Sifkadon Chavtes. We said they need to light bechedrom ulevarach lav. He has to make light in his room, make a brach on it. Afilu acheder miyuchad rach lolun sham v'ochel mabayis acher. Even if this cheder, this room, is designated just for sleeping and he's eating somewhere else, he must light in the place where he is sleeping. We'll come back to the notes over here later. Ulevarach lav sifkadon lav. He must make a bracha that lokas ner chova mishum shalom bayis, because the chiv of adlokas ner Shabbos is because of shalom bayis, meaning shaloi kashal be'etzel be'evin, so he shouldn't trip over any wood or any stone. V'tzarech lios haneros arukim sheyidluku at sheyavo lebeisam alayla. Again, the case here is he might be eating somewhere else and he's sleeping there, so the candles have to be lit and they have to last long enough that they should still be lit when he comes back to his house at night. U'balav hochi have a bracha levatala. If not, it's a bracha levatala. That's like we say, when a woman's eating out Friday night, she either has to stay around their candles a little bit and get benefit before she leaves, or to make sure they'll still be around when she comes back. Otherwise, it is a problem of a bracha levatala. Val hayiridim, when it comes to the fairs, shemis achsin in harve balibatim becheder echad, that some visiting balibatim are sharing a hotel room. The Eina Balbayis Imam Bechejer, the Balbayis is not in the room with them, they're all guests. Chal Aleihem Chovas Hadlaka Bivracha. So it's Chal on them Bechiv Hadlaka with a Bracha, Afilu in the Sheyam Adlikim Bebesam. Even if they all have wives at home lighting for them, but the four of them are there at the Torah Masorah conference together, so they have Bechiv Hadlaka in the room together, the Balbayis is not there. Al Kain Yishtatfu Kulam, therefore they should all contribute together. V'yadlik Echad V'yavarich, and one should light and make the Bracha. V'chavin lahotzi kulam bebrachaso, and he should be mechavin to be motzi everyone with his bracha. V'gam him yechavnu lotzis bebrachaso, they should also have in mind to be yotzei with his bracha. V'im balabayis gam kein yimoyim bechejom, but if a balabayis is sharing the room with them, and he's lighting anyway in that room, because that's his regular chiyav hadlaka, and their wives are lighting for them at home, ein tzarech l'ishtatev imo bepriti, they have no reason to contribute any money to him, kevan sh'nesheyam adlikim bebeisam, their wives are lighting for them back home, and here there's no reason to light for shalom bayis, because he's anyway lighting, so there's light there anyway, and their wives covered their chiyav haguf back at home, and therefore they have no reason to contribute. Sifkadon Lamed Aleph goes on the next part of the Mechaber that says, but one who is next to his wife, he does not have to light in a different room and make a brach on it. Says the Mishabura Lamed Aleph, Avad Lahadlik Tzarech Afilu Eino Ochel Sham. He doesn't make a bracha, but he would have to light in the other rooms as well, even if he's not eating there. Kedei Shelo Yikashel Be'etzel Be'evin, so he should not stumble over any wood or stones. Let's go right there, and then we'll come back to see the notes when we have time at the end, because we have a lot to cover. Siv Zayin, we saw in the Mechaber again an Oreach, a guest. She'ein lo cheder miyuchad. He does not have his own room. So therefore, the Baal Bayis, let's say, is lighting in that room anyway, so there's no problem of Shalom Bayis of stumbling in that room. The gam ein madlikan ola bebeso, but no one's lighting him for him at home. Tzarech l'shtatef bapruta. So there he has a chiyav hadlaka because his wife's not lighting for him at home. So he has to give in a pruta to the balbayis who's lighting in his room so he can have a chelek in the hadlaka. Says the Mishaburis of Kadalam Medeis, She'en lo cheder miyuchad. Ho'im ho'yo lo cheder miyuchad. But if he had his own room, tzarech l'hadlik ulevarach. He'd have to light and make a bracha. Afilu im hadlikim alo bebeso. Even if his wife is lighting back at home, the kanal b'sevavak, we just said, because if it's his own room, so midin shalom bayis, so he shouldn't stumble. He has to light here even though his wife lit for him at home. But if, like the Mechaber says over here, he doesn't have a cheder miyuchad, so someone's lighting there anyway, and they're not lighting for him at home, he has to contribute. Ubereish shimon tov reish ayin zayin, which is Hilchos Chanukah, hevi amagen Avram b'shem shuvas rashal digam habochrim tzrichim l'shtatev. Here bochrim means bochrim, like we talk about them, not married. They also have to contribute to their Chanukah. Umasik shom de'efsher de'ainu davka kishaochel b'fnei atzmo. The maskan over there is that it's possible that it's only if they're eating themselves. Aval im samuch al shulchan balabayis, but it is reliant on the table of the balabayis. Hareyu bechlal bnei beiso ayin sham. Then he's part of the family, and he does not have to contribute to the fund. Now, in note 43, he discusses over here by Ner Shabbos, if you're a guest by someone's house, are you automatically covered by their hadlaka or not? What does it mean that you're Samuch al Shulchano? Does that have to be a permanent Samuch al Shulchano? He's mamish supporting you? Or that he went there for Shabbos, so he's taking care of you for that Shabbos? That's a machlokas aposkim. In note 43, he says, V'lobir ha'im tzarech shia Samuch al Shulchano b'kfiyas. Does the person who doesn't have to contribute because he's Samuch al Shulchan balabayis, does it have to be that it's a kfiyas thing? When it comes to a guest by Ner Chanukah, we learn later, unless you're there, if you just came for Shabbos, you have to contribute some money to the Ner Chanukah. It has to be that you're part of the household, or you're permanently being supported, then you don't have to contribute. Even if you're eating there, it's not enough. So Rabbi Yoshev said by Ner Chanukah as well, it has to be that you're there with the kviyas to be covered by the Baal Bayis. The host of any adds on, Shemitam ze oreach ha-misarech b'Shabbos etzel Baal Bayis. A man who is a guest by someone else for Shabbos, ve'ein lo isha shemadlik olo b'beis, so he doesn't have a wife at home lighting for him, tzorech l'ishtatev in Baal Bayis l'pruta. Even though he's there for Shabbos, he must contribute, says Rabbi Yoshev, to the hadlaka over here. Meidach on the other end of Minchas Yitzchak says, and so too Rishon Zalman Orbach, Shoreach Nechshav Kesamuch Al Shulchan Baal Bayis. A guest, even for Shabbos, is considered reliant on the Baal Bayis. The Eino Tzarech L'Ishtatev Imo B'Pruta. They hold if you're a guest for Shabbos at someone's house, you do not have to contribute. That's considered Samuch on the Baal Bayis, and you're covered with his Adlaka. Says the Mishnah Berurah Sif Katan Lamedal, we said you have to contribute a Pruta. It's not dafka that you have to give him money. The same thing would be if the Baal Bayis is makna over to you a little bit of the candle as a present. That's also fine, because then you are a part owner. Like we say by Ner Chanukah as well. Let's go weiter in Sifches. After Sifches, we'll go back to one of the notes that we skipped, and later we'll go back to more of them in Meretz Hashem. Sivches, Shnayim o Shlosha Balibatim, Ochlem and Makum Echad, a very, very common occurrence. Two or three Balibatim are eating together in one place. So what do you do about Hadlakas Neros? Yesh Omrim Shekol Echad Mevarech al Menorah Shelo. Some say each one makes a bracha on his own candles. V'yesh Megamgein Badavar. Some say that that's not good. V'nochon Lizar V'safek Brachos V'lo Yevarech Ela Echad. One should be careful when it comes to a Saveh Bracha, and only one person should make the Bracha. This comes up when there are a few families eating together at a Simcha, or in a hotel, or whatever, in a yeshiva, whatever it is, they're all eating together. So therefore, we see a Machlokas here in the Mechaber. Some say each one should make their own Bracha, some say they should not, and the Mechaber comes out and says that you should not make a Bracha, only the first person lighting, the others should not make a Bracha. But the Rama says, Aval Anu Ein No Hagim Kein. Our minhag, says the Rama, is not that way. Our minhag is that each person, in fact, makes a bracha on the neiros, even though they are in the same area. Let's see the Mishnah Berurah. Sifkat Lamed Hey. The first sheet of the Mechaber was that everyone makes their own bracha. The Kol Mad Mitosef Ora. Because the more you add light, Yeshba Shalom Bayis V'Simcha Yisera Lanos Ora B'Chol Zavis V'Zavis. The more light there is, the more shalom bayis there is, the more simcha there is, the more benefit of the light there is in all corners of the room. So therefore, that shita holds that lemaisa, more candles is more chashiv, it's more benefit, and therefore, you can make brachos each person, even after the person before you already lit. If you look at No. 45, quickly he points out, they have the same problem nowadays by electric lights. Ubizmanenu she'or chashmal chozak dayo. Nowadays that we have electric lights that are plenty strong enough to light up the room, the aim b'neiros tosefes ora, and there's no added light by the candles. So Shlomo Zalman says shekevan shechazal kavu es neiros Hashem l'hidur mitzvah. Since Chazal will koveya that you should have neiros Hashem l'hidur mitzvah, v'gam yadua v'nikar shenasa adavar l'kavet Shabbos. It is known and recognizable that the candles are being lit l'kavet Shabbos. Yesh b'kach hanah v'simcha yaseira. There's added hanah, there's added simcha, and you can light no problem. V'chein kasav digas Moshe, she'ein shum hanos or me'aneros b'mokom shabo dolek or chashmal, even though there's no real benefit from the light in a place where there are electric lights. V'atam shechayovim lahavik neros b'yom tov v'lo dai b'or chashmal hu. And the reason why there's a chiyot light on yontif, and it's not enough to rely on the electric lights, she'be'etzem adlokas haneros yesh mishum kavod yontif. Just the lighting of the candles is a kavod yontif. V'kavod zeh nechshav tzorech ka'achila. And therefore, that's what many poskim say, that even if there are electric lights, even if a few people are lighting after each other, it is okay, because it all adds to it, it all adds to the Kavod Shabbos, and therefore, that opinion holds that that bracha is allowed for the second person that is lighting. But in Sifkotan Lamed Vav, the Mishnah Berurah says, V'yesh Megamgin, the Mechaber says, some don't like that. Taimum, the reason is, the Balav Hochi Yesham Ora Meruba Neiro Shedliko Arishon. Because Lamaisa, there's enough light, and therefore, what right do you have to be lighting and making a bracha when you're lighting afterwards? There's no reason, it'll be a bracha of Atala. So the Mechaber said, the minog is that to be careful not to make an extra bracha, because we say a safek bracha, you shouldn't make it. But the Rama says, "Aval onu einu hogim kein." We're not knowing that way. Sifkadim la mezayin elo kedei harishona. Rather, our minhag is like the first opinion that we do light even after the first person lit there. V'kasa v'magen Avram b'shem Ashlo demikomakom lo yivaruchu shnayim b'menora acha shiyesh lo kanim harbe. But the Shlo says that two women should not be lighting from the in the same candelabra with different kanim coming out of it. V'yesh mekilim gam bazeh. Some are leaning even about that case. V'kasa v'aprima gadim v'yesh lismoch al zeh benoshem anio she'en lohem ki'im menora acha. So you certainly can be lenient for women that are poor and they don't have enough money for more, that they could share one menorah and each light on two different parts. Sifkadin la mirches, we said, Eino hogem king, we're not knowing to be machmir that you shouldn't light one after the other. V'im yesh le'echad mein cheder ha-miyuchad lo, if one of them has their own designated room, afal pi she'eino ochel sham, ve'eino mishtame sham shum tzarech achila, even if they're not eating there, and they're not using it for any tzarech achila, l'kul yama yochel levarech sham. Everyone would agree that you certainly could light over there, v'kanal b'sevav, like we saw before in Sevav. This comes up usually if you're eating in a place where you're not sleeping there, or they don't allow you to light where you're sleeping, so then we get into this issue, and the Rama is clearly stating that you can light in the same place a few different balabatim. Now there is an interesting note that we skipped from before. Note number 40 was going in the Mishaburin and Sefkatan Lamed that talked about the people that were coming to the Yurid, they were coming to the fair, and many balabatim are sharing one room, so he said one they should be mishtatif together and one should light. So note number 40 is bothered. If we're saying over here, coming out Lefi the Rama and the Mishabura, that if there are various Balabatim, they can each light and make their own bracha, why was he makbid over there by the five guests that are all coming from different places and they're sharing a room, that they should all be mishtatit together and one person should light and make a bracha? Why can't they all light and make their own bracha? Why is it any different? So note 40 says, V'av shel'inyan kama Balabatim ha'ochem b'makom echad. Even though the case that we just saw in Sivches, the Rama writes, all different balabatim can make their own bracha one after the other. Each adlaka is added light, and therefore it's okay. So why is it different by the men who are coming and sharing a room by the fair? This case in Sivches, there's no one else lighting for them. They're the balabatim. This is their hadlaka. Shekeven shechayovim heim bahadlaka l'kaim es chovas atzma. They have a chiyav aguf to light. No one's lighting for them anywhere else. So therefore, we're more lenient with them. Ve'im lo yadliku yu b'teilim emitzis hadlakas ner l'gamri. If they don't light, they'll have no hadlakas on there at all. So then, samach ha-mishavura l'hokel shekol echad yivarach mishut osef es ora. That's what the mishavura is lenient, like the Rama, that for the added light, each one can light and make its own bracha. The case of the fair, if you look at the Mishnah carefully, it was talking about where their wives are lighting for them anyway at home, but they're sharing a hotel room, and there they have to light. We shouldn't rely on this svara of the Tosefes Ora to be lenient by a bracha when really their wives are lighting for them anyway at home. And therefore, since they can't all make a bracha, they shouldn't all light, and therefore they should all join together. One person should light, one person should make the bracha. So therefore, we're more machmir to have only one bracha when everyone's wives are really lighting for them at home, and they're just lighting over here for shalom bayis. But in a place we're not lighting at home for them, and this is their ikar hadlaka, so then we have the svara, the tosefes ora, we let each balabayis light on his own, one after the other. Let's go vayter and siftes. Hamadlikim bezavios habayis. Those who are lighting in the corners of the house, va'ochlim b'chatzer, and they're eating somewhere else. Im ein haneros arukos shedolkos aralayla. If the candles are not long enough to last till the night, till they come back in from their suda, have a bracha levatala. That is a bracha levatala. So again, the lighting that you do has to benefit you. Ideally, it has to benefit your suda, but if it's not benefiting your suda, at least it has to benefit you afterwards. But if you're going to light in the corner of the house, go eat in the chatzer, and by the time you get back, the lights are out, you never use them, that would be a bracha levatala, like we said the case where a person's eating out, his wife lights and runs out of the house, and the time they get back, it's already out, that would be bracha levatala. Or in a hotel, you light in some separate room, many poskim say it's a problem. If you're not lighting in the room which you're eating, which it adds to the tosefes ora, like we just discussed, but you get no benefit whatsoever, and you're not benefiting before, you're not benefiting afterwards, so that would be, according to many posts, a bracha levatala. That's what the Mechaber is saying over here. Let's see the Mishaburah, Sivkotan Lametes. V'ochlim, they're eating somewhere else. V'ayin l'kamon, sosim, reisha, and gimel, v'magin avram, Sivkotan Tezvav. The ain mutter lecho b'chotzer. You're not allowed to eat in the chotzer. Rak dafka b'mitzar harba b'beso. Only if you have a lot of tzar by eating in the house. Mishum zavuvim b'kayotze. If for some reason, I don't know why there would be more flies in the house than in the chotzer. But if there are a lot of zvuvim in the house, then you can go to the chatzar. Halav hochi, but if not for that tzar, tzoruch lecho dafka b'makom ner, then you dafka have to eat in the place where there is candles. V'ayimim v'shibur ha-mashik asad nusham. The chatzar, you want to go eat out in the chatzar? Mashma dim ocha b'bayis. It's mashma that if you eat in the house. Av she'ein dolekes ad ha-layla, even if the candles don't burn till the night, sagi, it's enough. V'lo havei brach levatola, it's not a brach levatola. Again, the case over here is you're making early Shabbos and the candles are going to go out before it's nighttime. So it's only a problem if you go to the chatzar and the candles are out before you get back. But if you ate there, even though the benefit you're getting from the candles is while it's light outside, that's mashma, it's going to be okay. Sha'av sha'adayin yom, even though it's still day, yesh lo hano v'simcha b'shas achila min ha-neros. At least you have hano and simcha while you're eating from the neros. But umitzah min amucha shi'asa neros arukos, the mitzvah amucha would be to make the candles longer, she'yudokos aralayla, they should burn till the night, af she'rotza lecha mibod yom, even if you want to eat during the day, they should last during the night, at least a little bit, so you can get benefit at night. And note 47 in the back of the Sefer on page 8, he brings an interesting thing from Rav Yoshev. He says, va'af shu'ladash ha'shulchan aruch le'el, even though we just learned earlier in Sivches, ein bevarchan al ribui ora, the Mechaber was one who told us that you should not make a bracha, one bal bayis after the other in the same place, the Tosefes ora. The kevan she'ocha mibod yom, in this case, it's the same thing. The same way you shouldn't have two bal batim lining in the same place, one after the other, because you don't make a bracha on Tosefes ora. So if you're making early Shabbos and your candle's going to go out before it gets dark, so you're making a bracha on Tosefes ora, but making a bracha because you have the sunlight coming in. So why is it any different? Says Rav Yoshev, Bir Agon Rav Yoshev she'ba'ofen zesh lehudlak ner acher lekavet Shabbos. In this case, where it's just light outside, but this is the only halakha being done lekavet Shabbos. Efshar lahavik bebracha es haner afudas haShulchan Aruch. Even the Mechaber's maskim. In other words, the Mechaber said earlier, if Reuven lit in place in this place right over here, now Shimon wants the light, so Shimon can't light with a bracha because Reuven already lit lekavet Shabbos over here. But if it's light outside and you're making early Shabbos, even if your candles are not going to burn until the night. Says Rav Yoshev, even the Mechaber agrees that since there was no lighting on the Kavod Shabbos, even though there is sunlight, you would be allowed to light with a bracha, even though the candles won't last into the night, because that Tosefes Ora adds the Hanoa, adds the Simcha, that would be good even l'fi the Mechaber. That's a beautiful pshat by Rav Yoshev. Says the Mishnah Berurah Vayter in Sivkot and Mem Aleph, we said again, if you're lighting in the house, and you're going to eat in the Chatzar, and the candle is going to be out by the time you get back to the house, that would be a bracha l'vatala. Says the Mishnah Berurah, Shekevad She'eino Yochol Laso Shum Tashmish Etzlon. Since you're not able to use it at all when you come back, Kishachozer Achag Alabesa Balayla, when you get back to your house at night, there's no Tashmish that you can do while the candles will be out already. Shelo Yikoshel Be'etz Va'evin. Leis Be Mishum Shalom Bayis. What's he saying? Shekevan she'eno yochol aso shum tashmish etzlon kishachozer agal abeso b'layla. Since you can't use it at all when you come back afterwards to your house at night, shelo yikoshel be'etz ve'evin. In other words, there's nothing you're going to be using the candles for to prevent you from getting hurt by the etz and the evin. So leis be mishum shalom bayis. There is no benefit there of shalom bayis. I'm not sure what he's adding on there. What does he mean? Shelo yikoshel be'etz ve'evin. You won't be doing anything that during that time you would be stumbling over an ace and evan, which you would need the candlelight. And therefore, Mela, there's absolutely no use for that candlelight once you come back at night, and therefore it would be a bracha v'atola. The imba bayis shehidlik hayak tzas choshech. But if in the house in which you lived it was a little bit dark, shom shum dover suda, and you at least did some use by candlelight for the purpose of the suda, then leke isur, there will be no iser, av she'ein delekas aralayla, even if the candles don't last till the nighttime, v'av she'ocha b'chotzer. So as long as you had some use that you got out of the neros, even if it wasn't there when you came back and it wasn't there for the suda, some use whatsoever will be okay. But if you have no use at all, it's not preventing you from stumbling over anything, it doesn't help you for the suda, but time you get back, the candles are out, that would be, according to the Mechaber, a bracha l'vatala. We'll stop here, and we'll pick up tomorrow, Mir Tashem, with Siv Yud.